Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Tzadi Ches. Chulin Tzadi Ches. We are on Tzadi Zayin Mabez by the two dots, a couple lines up. I ran through the last few lines. I don't think I explained one of the second to last question properly. So mention that again. The Gemara is talking about Kchal. That a Kchal, the udder, is Aser Midrabanan because of the milk that's inside of it and it's cooked. And the Mishnah says later on that we're supposed to tear it then and take the milk out first. But if one didn't, so then it is still Aser. It is Aser Midrabanan on the milk. And the Kchal Asma is Aser. And if it fell into another Kedera, it's Aser. So Rav Ashi said, well, how much do you measure Keneged the Kchal? Just what was inside of it or what comes out of it? So Pshita, Rav Ashi said, that B'didei Misharinan, it must be B'didei the whole kchal, because you don't know how much came out of it. But then the Gemara said, Elameata, Novel Akhtir Acheres, Lo Yeser. But if it's by what comes out of it, so then the first time it falls into the first mixture, then everything came out of it. If it falls into a second mixture, we should say it's mutter, because everything came out of it already the first time. So that's where the Gemara answer is, no, we give it the status. We give it, once it's Aser, Midrabanan, Shavu Rabanan, Kachaticha de Nevela. So we give it the status of a Nevela, and therefore, even if it falls into a second one, it has that status. And that's already an issue of Basar V'Chalav on a Drabanan level. We have mentioned already, Chanan, Chaticha de Nevela, similar on a Drabanan level. There's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch on Chal. In Simon Sadi, Dine Chal. Right, Dinim of the udder, and the shulch, again, we're going to get back to this later in the parak, but because it came up at the end of the shir, Kchal, Pirish, Hadad Shal Behema, Asur Mi Divrei Sofrim. Asur Mi Drabanan, Shein Basar, Shein Ismashel, Bechalav Shchuta, Asur Min HaTorah, because meat that's cooked with chalav from a shechted animal is not Asur Mi Daraisa. That's not called milk. Lefichach, right, there's a lot of milk that's not called milk, right? What about coconut milk? Right, what about soy milk? Right, we call a lot of things milk, but what's the halacha milk? So here, the chiddush is that it's from the cow, but it didn't come out yet. So if it didn't come out beforehand, then it doesn't have the status. Lefichach, right, we have other examples of on a continuum, when something here, when does it become chalavi, and when is it not, right, even by a chicken, right? We know eggs are parav, and chickens are fleishig, right? So when is the cutoff point going from one to the other? So even you have other items that parallel. Lefichach, but the Shulchan Aruch continues, because it is Aser min midrabanan, Lefichach em karo umiri kachalav shebo mutar litzloso v'lachlo. And therefore, if I cut it open, I get out, I pour out all the milk, I could roast it and eat it. The chal. And if I ripped it both ways until there's no milk left, and I can cook it with meat, but if I didn't tear it out and get the milk out, right, if I didn't, so then I'm allowed to cook it before I did that. And if I cooked it by itself, as we discussed yesterday, but again, that is the chal. Again, it comes up a lot in the continuation later in the parak, but that's Simen Sadi about chal. Good. So now let's continue. That came up because we mentioned gid and chal and beitza, right? Different items that are batel, but do they count to be mevatel themselves? The gid does not, because we mentioned the gid is aser itself, right? Chal does help in the mevatel, because technically the chal is not aser. It's just because of what's in it and what Chazal said. Beitza, we mentioned, and that's what we're getting back to now. Beitza b'shishim ve'im beitza min haminyan, and we assume this means right now a beitza, an egg of a non-kosher bird. An egg of a non-kosher bird, it's batal b'shishim ve'in shishim min haminyan. Right, Rashi says beitza shel of tame. So now the Gemara says, Amalei Ravidi bara ba'avin labaya lememra. Is this to say, why do you need shishim k'neged the beitza? Right, where does shishim come from? Right, rov we know comes from Achrei Rabbi Mahatos. Rov is a din daraisa. It's a xeris akasuf, right? That you go after the rov. What about shishim? So says the, we assume that shishim is based on taste, based on no se tam. So ask the Gemara, the baby of the Yav Taima, does an egg give tam, you know, to outside of it? Does it give tam? That's why you need shishim. For ha'amri inshi, but don't people say, kimaya debeye ba'alma. Look at Mar Sanhedrin, please. Right? Because don't people say that, oh, that's just like egg water. Meaning when they want to say something that doesn't have any taste, they say maya debeye ba'alma. Right? So we see it doesn't have any taste. It doesn't have any taste, and therefore, why should we say that it's batal b'shishim if there is no taste given off. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei. Let's do the answer, and then we'll make another comment. Amar Lei, Hachamai Askinan. The egg that we're talking about that gives off taste is one that already has a chick in it. If it doesn't have a chick in it, so that's what we were talking about before, and that does not give off taste. That's just egg, right? It might be usher, but it's not no Saint Tom. But if it's an egg that has a little chick in it already, a beta sefroach, so then that is going to be no Saint Tom. And Rashi points out, even if now, we're talking even a kosher. No, a chicken. Even a chicken, right? Because once an egg, it's semi-grown, but it's still in the egg, so that has the status of a sheretz. That's an avela, Rashi says, and therefore even from kosher, right? We thought beitza meant just only for nof tame, but at this stage, beitza froach is, as Rashi says, lo shnat tameya, lo shnat tahara, it is tame. So says the Gemara, aval tameya lo, but what? If it's tame, so then we, without an efroach, that it would not give off taste. So Esei brought about the following tosefta. Beitzim tahorot, sheshalkam and beitzim tameos. Kosher eggs, not kosher eggs. And miyesh ben benos in tam kulam asuros. Right? It says that all they're all asur. So, right, how could it be? Like where it says, oh, achadam beitzim efroach. That's also talking about beitzim efroach. Right? If the egg has a chick in it already, so then, that is where it is no Saint Tom. V'yamai, if it's already has a chick, so what difference does it make in terms of Tahar and Tameh? V'yamai Kari, right, Rashi already set us up for this question by his comment to the previous line. That it should make a difference, and that's why the Gemara in the next line is a problem. So V'yamai Kari La Tameya, so why is it called Tameya if even Efroach in a Tahora would be called Tameya? Kiva, the Isba Efroach Kari La Tameya. No, that's exactly the point. The ones that Efroach are called Tameh. The ones that have efroche, because that's tame, and that would not be able to be eaten. Says the Gemara of Ami Dektani Seifa, Beitzim Sheshalka, Venipse Efroch, Ba'achas Me'ah. But the Seifa of that Tosefta says that if you have an eggs that were cooked and there's an efroch in one of them, Imeishme Benosei Tam Kulan Asuros, so then if there's Nesidas Tam, they're all Asur. Michlal, if that's the Seifa, Michlal Dereisha Dolesme Efroch Askinan, that's Mashma that in the Reisha, that we're talking about ones without chicks. So the Gemara says, no, it's all one case. Pirushi kamefaresh, beitzim tahoros, sheshalkan and beitzim tameos. If there are kosher eggs and not kosher eggs, imiyesh bevedosei tam kulon asuros. If there's a sidas tam, they're all aser. Ketzad, what is the case that they would give off tam? Kigocha sheshalkan venimsa efroach paachas lehen. If one of them would give off, so then that is where we would understand it. That's how we understand the nesinas tam of an egg. And hachanami mistavra, again, this is all one big sentence, and this also makes sense that the seifa is talking about a case, explaining the resha, that there is a beitzim efroach, and that's the ones that are no Saint Tom by eggs. Disakadaydach resha, delespa efroach, because if it really is, like we were asking in the question, that the eggs in the resha do not have a chick, and they still give off taste, so hashta delespa efroach asura, the ispa efroach mi ba'i. Right, so if it doesn't have a chicken there, and it's already aser midishim no Saint Tom, so if it's ispei efroach mi boy, we wouldn't have to say the seifa case. So it must be that it's all talking about yesh bo efroach, and the Gemara just knocks out that raya. Imishim halo arya. If that's the proof that you just the seifa would be unneeded, so then lo arya, that's not such a proof. Why? Because tana seifa legluya resha. You could have just said it says both cases in order to properly understand the resha. Shelo tomar resha de isba efroach avolespa efroach sharya. We shouldn't understand the resha only about eggs with chicks in them, but eggs without chicks in them wouldn't be usser. So tana seifa de isba efroach. So that's why it says in the seifa case with chicks michal de resha de lespa efroach v'yafilu hachi asira. It could be that the seifa is there to be megal on the resha, that the resha is also lesba efroach. So it could have been read that way. So don't bring me a proof. Right, you're right. It could be that it's only about it's perushikam afaresh, but don't think that it's a raya mechrachas, because it could be that it just said the seifa in order to be megala. The resha is a different case. So adkan the understanding of the brisa, but again the yisod was about beitzas efroach. Remember, we discussed earlier back on daf samach dalet or so, but the Tosas already alludes to it here. Eggs, the kashas of eggs. What about blood spots in eggs? Right. So the Tosas here says v'hu adin. The Bach takes out the word Bashar. Benimsa Badam. The Shada Tichla Bakula. Right? If there is a blood spot, and we assume that this might be a fertilized egg, so you have to throw the whole thing out, because maybe shadah tikla bakula, right, the effect of it went into the entire egg. Venira de tmea she klufa efshar da asura. What if it's a peeled egg? What if it's a peeled egg, then it might be worse. Yerushalmi gamkin, yule beitze masha de yishchilik ben klufos l'she'en klufos. Right, everything here, lechor, we're talking about is where it is not peeled. V'shem alinyin zeh nami yishchilik. Okay, that's Tosfos alludes to that. But again, remember that what we discussed then, the Ramah in Yerideya in Simen Samach Vav, where the Ramah discusses eggs, eggs bizman hazeh, and the fact that it is all based on a chumra bizman hazeh. The Ramah says, mutter in Samach Vav Ches, Hagah, ve'chein ein sarech livdok ha-beitzim, em yesh bohem dam. The Ramah writes in Krakow 500 years ago, "Disomchen al rov beitzim she'ein bohem dam. U'mikamakom no'agu lahachmer kishosen ma'achalim beitzim, b'yom sheroen bohem em yesh bohem dam." So the Ramah says, me'ikra, then you don't even have to check. You don't have to check. If you see, the minhag is lahachmer, if one sees. And this is quoted by the poskim Bizman Hazeh, Rav Moshe, Rav Avadia in Yechav Adas, in Chelek Gimel, Simin Nun Zayin, where Rav Avadia goes through all of the backgrounds and what the status is. Remember, he notes that the reason that in the blood spot will be usher wouldn't be mishum dam, it would be mishum sheretz, might not have the status of dam yet, but that he starts off by talking about the background of the iser. And then he gets into Aval Bizmanenu, Shebachala Kibutzim, Bahamashkim, Sogrimis Atarnagolas, Belulim, Bemeshach Zman Rav. There's no way that there is any fertilization going on in the eggs that we have today. There's no potential chicks. Ve'emim chitzas Atarnagol Zachar. There's never any males around. Bivadai Shelachala Deyas Ein Lachush Lazeh. There's no worry about all what the earlier poskim discussed about chashos of some type of fertilization. Nowadays, there's no chash. Ubeis hashnim sabad dam zorek et dam ba'ochel hazabeitza. As we said earlier, if you find dam, you can just take out the dam because of might be maris ayin ba'ochel hazabeitza. V'yafilu im hi matzei yi matzei. Eiza meshek al kibbutz sheino makbid al himatz usav shel tarnagolim zacharim im tarnagolos hamatilos. Even if you find one place that maybe isn't as makbid, v'nimsa shabeitzim hamishavkos me oso meshek ruuyos lagadol afrochim. Those might have some males around. V'yishlochas ben lisser dam ulam mikol makom hari alacha rabachas biyadino called the parish beruba parish. Right, as we had recently, called the parish, it comes from the rov. The whole of a rov hagadol shel amashkim v'kibbutzim makpid al kach. The majority, large majority of the chickens are the places where they grow chickens. They're makpid. Ein lachish lemiut mikol shekein kan she'ela she'ein makpid and miuta de miuta v'zebar. V'zebar, then he quotes Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe says, again, the same thing, it's all mutter. That's what Rav Moshe says. You know, that's why Bizman Hazeh, if you find a blood spot, just throw out the whole egg. Because, you know, we are affluent, says Rav Moshe. Says Rav Avadia, we're not so affluent. Ela shalom maisa, kivan sheba arzot America, habetzim bizol ma'od, veitzel harov shal anashim, ein yachshevet habetzel lehefzik klal, lachain tov lahachmer, v'lashak ala beitza, shibsa badam, ulam bim komenu, says Rav Avadia, sha'al pi rov habetza nechshevet lehefzid. Yeah, every egg. Different financial status. Yeshlis mochal ikar adin lezrokas adam v'lechal asashar. Rav Yosef says you could hold like the ikar adin. And then he says v'hein emes ends off the tshuva. She'ein lano lahatir davar hatamu al rabim. And even though I know that you're not supposed to be matir something that is tamu al rabim, if most people think something should be usser, a posek shouldn't, you know, express a psak that is mit tamua. Let's see, again, he explains it, but even so, there's a principle, Sanhedrin. Im kein shemel acher shehurgalu hahamon an ata, lesser beitza sheisha le'adam. So many have just always automatically thrown them out. Yechashav ha-heter ha-zeh k'davar ha-tibu al-arabim. Maybe I shouldn't pass in this way, that you can eat the egg, just throw out the blood. Ze'eino, I don't think that you have to be machmer for that, because if you look in the shach says in Reish Mem Beis, shezeo davka kishemora halacha bistam. If you give a psak and you don't explain it, and they have no idea why, that's a tamul rabim. Avalam omer l'sho'alim tamadavar, umar lohem panim bahalacha, osha mevi lehem rayos mitoch ha-sefer, mutter. But if it's based on svara and you show them, so then there's no problem, right? What's the svara not to be give a psak hatumah l'rabim? They're not going to take halacha seriously anymore. They're going to get confused. Oh, this is mutter, so this also should be mutter. It's just going to lead to confusion in terms of respect for the halacha, in terms of lemaisa following the halacha. So says Rav Avadia, based on the shach. So if you explain exactly what's going on here, you don't have any of those squashos. The kansh adar mevur lehetter betalmud poskim rishonim achronim. Here it's mevur. Ein lachsho zos davar tamul rabim. Don't be consider this shem lo kein ein lo davar sof. Because if you don't say this, then every time the people start doing something mutter, doing something that they think is usher, you can never matter it. Ein lo davar sof kein rabim ata ame haaretz. There are many people who have no idea what they're doing out there. And this is all based on psak. Tamua yismuhu mechusur yidiyasam lemar mazos. Right? It's a wonder. They don't know anything. For a yadua. Kishem sha'asar. What does the Yerushalmi say? Kishem sha'asar lahatir asa'asar. Kach asar lasar asamutar. Right? You can't just mix up the psakim. Right? You can't just be machmir, as we've quoted many times in the past. Koach datera adif, Rashi and Beitza da base. Right, it's easy to be machmir. Just say it's usher. Right, to be mekel, to be matir, it takes somebody who really knows. But the Yerushalmi, Tosas and Avodah Zarah quotes that Yerushalmi, Avodah Zarah daf mem, that you can't just usher things that are mutter. Right, and he quotes also the Yerushalmi in Shrumos, Kishem sha'usher latar es hatamei, kach usher latamei es hatar. Right, and therefore, he says, even though there are those that might think it's a Tumul L'Rabim, I don't think this is Tumul L'Rabim, and even if it is, if you explain it properly, that it's not next of a Tumul L'Rabim. And therefore, he says that, Maker Adin, you can just throw out the dam and eat the egg. Again, Rav Moshe, if somebody lives in a place where eggs are pretty cheap, so then one would just throw it out, throw out the whole egg. Okay, one other Ha'ara. Interesting, the Gemara's question at the beginning was, really? Is it no seitam? But don't people say ki maya debeiv alma? We bring a raya from what people say, right? So is that a general principle, or is that dafka here where it has to do with taste? It has to do with taste. People say it is tasteless. So obviously, maybe it relates to what we discussed yesterday, that in Shitas Rashi, that dafka kfela because regular people don't notice taste. But here, the Gemara is bringing a raya from stam people. And people assume that there is no taste on the eggs. It's interesting, right? The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about this, if you remember, in the first parak, where the Gemara brings rayas from folk sayings that people always say. And then the Gemara quotes, and really it's a pasuk. It goes through five or six. For example, the Gemara says, Zayin Amid Aleph. Hahu Davi Ka'amar Va'azil. Right? People say, Tuv Yud Hashem Va'adish Chafua Bishtameya. Or, the Hudakim of Azal, Shev Biru Lashalmana, Vechada Levid Bish, right? Seven pits, right? Shevin Biru Lashalmana, seven boroughs to somebody who is a peace man, and he will be saved. Vechada Levid Bish, but one, people will, somebody, a Russia will fall in. Where do you see that? It's a pasuk in Mishlei, Shevi Yipol Tzadik Vekam, Rashi Yipol Ba'achas. Hoda Vekamarlei, right? All these folk sayings, right? They're the one towards the end that some are familiar with. Maybe two more. Hadu to cover Azal Gabra derachitzna ale, the one that I relied on. Adi elikzizi v'kam, got up and fought me. You can't always rely on everybody forever and ever. Only Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Only Hakadosh Baruch Hu is relied on forever. Or, and he quotes a pasuk. Havi to havi kamer v'azel ki rachim to nave aziza putyutas of sira shchivan. Right, when our love was great, right, we could lie together on the edge of a sword. Edge of a sword. We were right next. We could be a very in tight quarters. Hashta delo aziza rechamtin. But if our love is not great, purya barshis and garmidi. Right? You have a humongous bed? Not big enough. Lo sagilon. This town ain't big enough for the two of us. Right? The whole town. So, and the Gemara says, oh, it's a pasuk. So often the Gemara goes into and relates to things that people say. Right? Even people who are not so learned. But here, it's an even little better because it's not talking about something to learn. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin Dav Zayin. But it's quoting again, Had Da Amri Inshi, in terms of finding taste. So that's about eggs, and that's about, sayings of the average person. Viter. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hahu Kizesa Tarba. De Nafal Bidikula De Bisra. There is a, what happens if a Kizesa, we'll go with Rashi's Pshat, and then we'll continue. There are kezayis of chelev. A kezayis of chelev falls into a dikula de bisra. What exactly is a tekula? Rashi says, kalachas. Kalachas, a pot. Pot, a piece of chelev falls into a pot of meat. So, sava rav asi, or rav ashi, lishe'urei, v'maitabala dikula. Rav Ashi wanted to estimate and figure out if it was batel based on what was absorbed in the pot. Absorbed in the pot, he was going to use more of the heter, right? What does that mean? He knew how much heter fell in, and now it was less. So therefore, he was going to use more of the heter in order to be mevatel the chelev that fell in. That's what he wanted to do, right? Rashi, Sava Rav Ashi l'shiurei hetera ula osufiyala mashabala kadera. He wanted to add on what the pot had already absorbed. Kedei levata, let's say iser. V'ha iser, haya mishar kamoshu balafaneinu. Mitzumakos. Right? He looked at it and he wanted to measure the iser as is and the heter as was. Right? In order to be mekel. So, amri le rabbanal ravashi, atu te hetera bala, the isura lo bala. What do you mean? Just like the pot absorbed some of the heter, the pot absorbed some of the iser. Right, you can't just use it for your own benefit, and therefore you just go by what you see. Rashi adds, "Hakol misharim kimos sha'anu roim." Right, you can't use bittel only in one direction, lakula, and not lachumra as well. And therefore, you just have to go by what is in front of you. So Rashi says here that the word dikula means a pot, and that's what we're talking about here. The Rashba, the Ritva, discuss this, and they say that's not what dikula usually means. Usually, dekula means a basket. Right? So why all of a sudden Rashi here says it's not? Umiyu quotes the Rashba after he quotes Rashi. Koshiksas, shein alashem yushav etev. Tehu kezeisa denafal, mashma. Well, first of all, he says, the kezayis that fell sounds like the bishas nefila haya kezayis v'noda shiuro. It sounds like we know, right, a kezayis fell in. And here we're talking about, what's the answer? Well, you don't know. Some iser got absorbed in the pot also, not just some heter. So it sounds like they're not exactly sure. And the language is, a kezayis fell in. So you know exactly how much the iser was. One problem. The ode, didikula eno kalachas elasal. Right? Dikula always means a basket. Valshem sha'osin oso mechari osho dekel koronos adikula. You call it a dikula because it's made out of palm branches. That's how you make the basket. So therefore, why does Rashi do what he give his pshat? So Ella, the Rashba says, let me explain to you why Rashi did that. Shehutzrach Rashi zalafarish kach. Because what happens? If chela fell into a basket, what are we talking about? Yavish b'yavish? Yavish b'yavish, there's no bliya into the walls. Right, and therefore, you know, nothing to talk about. What's the Gemara talking about? He wants to measure it in the walls of the Dikula. Rashi was hutzrach lafarish kain. Shem nabal hakezesh al basar shenimlach. It wouldn't be mitzari. Right, he sowed that we know. Yavish biyavish, there's no taste transfer unless there's liquid. Unless there's liquid, right? If 10 pieces of meat are sitting on a table, if a non-kosher piece falls in, there's no taste transfer. Only if, we said yesterday, if it's kavush, maluach together, maluach, and it moves a little bit. But here, right, it's dry. The avabisha chatichas no goes zubazu. Even if they're touching each other, v'yafilu cham bitzad cham. Even if they're two hot pieces next to each other, and we'll get to that as he points out in Kalabasar. We'll get to that back on Kufches. Tekivach ein iser yotzi mechaticha lachaticha leeser ella im kain im ein sham rotev lo hayim etzar v'nachatichas levad lachazesa. That's why Rashi says what he says, that this dikula is talking about kalachas. Okay. I think it's another pshat, maybe. You don't know. But anyway, that's an important ha'arah that the Rashba has. Tosfos, later on, 2 days from now, Tosfos on Daf Kuf quotes this Gemara as one of the rayas to Rabbeinu Ephraim. We mentioned already Rabbeinu Ephraim at the beginning of the parak, at the beginning of the sugya, I'm sorry, yes, Sadi Vavma Beis, we got Rabbeinu Ephraim and Tosfos, and the Daf Kuf and Aleph on the bottom of the big Tosfos, close Rabbeinu Ephraim, Chaticha Nasas Nevela is only by Basa Bechala, but not by Shari Surim. Right, that is the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Again, we didn't talk about that sugya yet so much, but the principle of when something becomes Usser, we spoke about it a little bit yesterday from the Yireim and Tosfos, when something becomes Usser, and it's Nefach Le'Isser, so then, does that principle apply only by Basa B'chalav, also by Shari Surim? So, one of Rabbeinu Ephraim's rayas to limit it to basa b'chalav is our Gemara. Tosfos quotes our Gemara. Kuf amad aleph, towards the bottom. 10 lines up from the bottom. Tosfos quotes our Gemara. Tzadiches amad aleph. Quotes our Gemara. And he says, what do you mean? The chelev touches the first piece of meat. So why isn't the whole thing chatich anas nevela? Then you have to aser. Everything becomes aser. Right? Why don't you say chatich anas nevela in our case? Right, it says the Dikula Husal Malach Hadikah Shabasar Roseach. Right, so he has a little different than Rashi. He quotes Dikula as a basket full of hot pieces of meat. Velo Amar Shteasa Nevela Osa Chaticha Shenafa Lekazayis Chelev Via Iser Beteasar Shar Chaticha Shein Bem Shishim Keneged Kula. So why didn't you say in our Gemara Chaticha Nasa Nevela Lefisha Be Osa Chaticha Atzma Lohaya Ba Kedil Vatel Lekazayis Ela Misharidin Kakazayis Bechol Abasar Shabasal. Right, he talks about basket, not pot, right, like the Rashba pointed out. So why don't you say Chatichah Nasa Nevela in our sugya? It must be, you only say it by Basar V'Chalav, not by Shari Surim. Tosfos himself says, V'ein Misham Raya Klal. Tosfos says, I don't think it's a Raya. Right, I don't think it's such a Raya that for Rabbeinu Ephraim. Didikula Hainu Kalachas Ukedivir Shakuntris Ukedivir Ashul El. No, I think it's a pot. And it's bubbly, and it spreads. It doesn't have a moment to aser one piece of chaticha that it touches. It's all mixed together. It's all in the pot. V'yafilu im nomar didikulu husal. And then Tosfos says, even if you want to say it means a basket, kidamash v'hacho b'chol duchta, as he notes, even though if you want to say it means basket, ain right, still not a raya. Still not a raya to you, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Misham, d'bimanav shach. Because what's the case there? Im ein chelev mifapeya michaticha lachaticha. If you're saying that chelev does not jump from one to chaticha to another chaticha, im kein ein aser lachaticha shavala chelev, so then only that piece is aser. Vashar mutaros, because it doesn't move. And if it's mifapeya, then it should go to all of them. Velo amrinan, shateyasa nevela osa chaticha shavala chelev, meacher shesovel is pasha b'kol lachatichos. You don't say chatir nasa nevela if it goes into one, but it's going into the others too. Right? If it's not stopping, if it's traveling from one to the other. So therefore, it says Tosfos, for at least two reasons, this Gemara is not a raya to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay, so that is all one little story with a lot of action on that one little story. Here and on Daf Kuf. We continue. Next little story. Hahu palga de zesa. So beforehand we had a kezias, now a half a kezias. Ha'u palga de zesa de tarba. De nafal bidikula de bisra. Right, a half a kezias of chelef fell into a pot of basar. Sava mar barvashi l'shurei betlasin palga de zesa. Mar barvashi thought to be mekel to only require shloshim, not require shishim. Why would you require only shloshim? Why? Because it is half a gezayis, it's only durabanan, amar le'avua. So his father, Avashi, says to him, lava mina l'chulo tezalzel b'shirim durabanan. Didn't I tell you, just because it's durabanan, can't be mezalzel on it? B'shirim durabanan? Rashi, lo tezalzel b'shirim durabanan, klomar, afilu b'midi delo mitzar mida oraisa, lo tezalzel b'shirim. Right, isere durabanan have the same rules. Ke'ed oraisa tikun. And then he adds, back in the Gemara of the Ode, and anyway, just because it's chatzi kezayis does not mean that it's rabbanan. We paskin, says Ravashi, like Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi jirasa min haTorah. Or the Gemara, the beginning of the last parak of Yuma, the two different sources for chatzi shir asur min haTorah, either called the gzeras hakasiv, kol chelev, l'rabos even chatzi shir, or the svara of chazi litz tarufe. Right? Because this is roi to be mitzarif to something else. Different ways of understanding that in the Achronim. Chazi litz tarufe, so does that mean it is a siog daraisa? Right? This is, it's also daraisa, because you might come to do worse, or a little deeper, because it can be mitztaref to something else that reflects that it itself is significant. Right? L'may nafkamina, if I eat a half a kezias of chametz, well, chametz also b'mashu, if I eat a half a kezias, let's say, the Achronim talk about it at the end of Yom Kippur. All at the end of Yom Kippur. Meaning cases where it is not possible to ever be mitztaref with kezias. Right, so do you say chazal tarufe if it's not possible for chazal tarufe? Is it literally because of a siyag daraisa, or is it that because it's possible, therefore it reflects? Because two zeros aren't going to add up to one. So if it adds up to one, that means it itself has some significance. That's the sugya of chazi le'itz tarufe. Again, it's a huge topic. There's so much to talk about. Maybe just to mention one One discussion. One of the questions of Chazi Letzarufe, one of the questions of Chatzi Shir, is how much is Chatzi Shir part and parcel of the Avera itself, what we call Prati, and how much is it, you know, general, Klali. Right, if I eat a Chatzi Shir of 10 different Averas, is that the same Avera of Chatzi Shir? Or Chatzi Shir of Chelev, Chatzi Shir of Nevela, and Chatzi Shir of Chazer, it's all different. Right, a similar question is asked by a number of sugyas. Lifna Iver. Lifna Iver. Is Lifna Iver of each Avera Prati, or is Lifna Iver Klali? Another example. Is Lifna Iver of all different Averas the same kind of thing? Klali Prati. So, Rav Jolti in the Mishnas Yaveis and Simon Yud Dalit of Arachayim has a beautiful discussion of this, where he discusses the Rambam, as many Achronim discuss. The Rambam in Shvuas Perek Dalit Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, if somebody makes a Shvua not to eat today, Mi Shenishba Shalo Yochal Ayom Klum, what if he eats Chatzi Kazayis? Is that going to be Aser Da'oraisa because of his Shvua? He says, I'm not going to eat today. The Rambam says, V'ocha Pachos Mi Kazayis Pater. Sha'ein achila p'chusa mikazayis. The Rambam Baskin's pater, because you said I'm not going to ochel today. I'm not going to eat today. And eating is only kazayis. Vaharehu, and then he adds, Vaharehu ka'ochel chasi shir midevelas v'trefas v'chayosi behen. It's like eating chasi shir and avela and trefa. So ask everybody. The Rambam Baskin's chasi shir is also in a Torah. Right, so what is he talking about? Right, why does he say putter? Chatzi shir is also in the Torah, so why is it putter? And what's the comparison to chatzi shir of nevela and trefa? If you look at the Mishnah Melech, the Mishnah Melech quotes the Ran is matama on the Rambam. What do you mean? So chatzi shir is usur, and therefore if you say you're not going to eat, zeh lo kiba alav shalo lo chol kiyim kizayis, v'lo me'ezabrat, mimanavshach. If you say achila is only kizayis, then everything less should be mutter, because he didn't have that in mind when it comes to a shvua. And if it's usur, so then it should be any amount, so then it should be usur. And the Ran quotes others that argue, the loshayach isra chatzi shira, la bisuri Torah, vol b'shvua, de isra abba me'atzmahu, kiven tijon is kabin elo kezayis, pachas mi kezayis, heter gomur. Heter gomur. Right? So what's the answer? So the Avni Miluim, the Ksos writes in the Tshuvis, that maybe das hanishpa is only on the shir. But once you create a shir, the Torah comes in and says chatzi shir is also in a Torah. Mitzad hilcha shvua, you're right, only the shir of kezayis. But once you create an iser, then rami rachmana ale iser b'kal shehu. The call mechayev al kezayis, asra Torah mashu mishum dechazi litz tarufei. But what's the lumdus behind that? Rav Jolti explains. What does the Rambam say? It's like eating nevelos and trefas, chatzi shir. Meaning, chatzi shir is an iser klali, according to the Rambam. And therefore, foin mitzad hilchis shvua, right, it's not usur d'oraisa, because it is an iser klali, but chatzi shir is like nevelos and trefas, and it goes into the same package, and that's what you would say, the yisod iser chatzi shir, delo oso shema iser sheish b'shir shalem, sheish gam b'chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is a different shem iser. Dal chatzi shir chelev, yesh iser chelev. Al chatzi shir, yeser shvua, yesh iser shvua. No. Elo, the chatzi shir hu chalos shem iser bifnei atzmo. The chatzi shir chelev, eino aser mishum chelev. Ve'chatzi shir shvua, eino aser mishum shvua. Elo, bekulu chada shem iser mechudesh hu shal chatzi shir. And therefore, if you eat less than a kezayis of an iser shvua, you can't, less of a she'ela. He talks about other nafgaminas here, but again, it's an important discussion. Maybe it's 2 days of the Ramban in Meseches Yuma, where it talks about, if you have to eat an iser anyway, because a pikuach nefesh, and you can eat chatzi shir, does it make a difference what chatzi shir you eat? Chatzi shir of an iser kari, chatzi shir of an iser lav. So according to the Rambam, according to maybe this idea, no, it doesn't make a difference. But if you hold otherwise, no. A chatzi shir of an iser kari is worse than a chatzi shir of an iser lav. So it might be 2 days of the Rabban. Again, one of the big sugyas about chatzi shir. Does chatzi shir apply outside of isuri achila? That's also a big discussion. The Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi is in Peivav. Chatzi shir by Bal Yerah by Yemasai. Is there a chatzi shir by half a kezayis of chametz? Right, in one's house. Bal Yerah by Yemasai. So again, that's an important discussion. Why might there be a difference? Right? Rashi in Shabbos, Ayin Dala, says it's chatzi shir by the isur of Borer on Shabbos. Right, so obviously it's not only by Isur Achila. But why might it be limited to Isur Achila? Or like Isur Achila? Because the Chacham Tzvi, at least in one day, says, well, maybe it's based on the principle of Achshavei. even though it's chasi shir, if I do it, then I'm machshiv it, and I give it significance. We have that principle sometimes in halacha. Even if something inherently is not valuable or significant, if I do something to show I give it significance, achshivei, so then it could become aser. Daraisa, it could be recognized daraisa. So that's what the Chacham Tzvi says. It could be that the reason that chasi shir is aser is because if you're eating a chasi shir, that means that it's important to you, and it's significant to you, and that's why it's aser. Dafka ba, I'll read the, this, the language of the Chacham Tzvi. Dafka ba osa maisa shemachshivo la oso pachos michasi shir. Avol b'chametz pachos mikazayas. If I have chametz in my house less than a kazayas, did I do anything positive to show that it's significant to me? I left it in my house. Right? I didn't do anything, so maybe there's no chasi shir. But Rabbi Yamatze, discussion. Chacham Tzvi, Shagas Aryeh. Avol b'chametz pachos mikazayas. She'eno osa maisa ela manicho bebeso ve'eno mavaro. Kivon she'eno osa davar shemara bo shemachshivo. Lo arminim bechazi laserufei. So it depends. It doesn't mean only eating. Like that Rashi I quoted by Borer. Right? That might be also included because you're being mevarer. You're doing an action with chasi shir. Or, I think it's the Magen Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Geneva. If you steal Pachas Miprut, it's still also Daraisa, Lo Sigzol, Lo Signov. I think it's the, by Geneva, he says it, not by Gzela. By Geneva, Chasi Shir. Why? Because you stole a half a Pruta. You did something that shows your Machshavit. Right? By your Rabbi Matzei, right? It's not Isur Echila versus non-Isur Echila. It's cases where you do something positive versus when you don't do something positive. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Weiter. Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba, Amar Rav Idi bar Gershom. A lot of names here. Amar Levi bar Pratya, Amar Rabbi Nachum, Amar Rabbi Biram Mishum Zakin Echad, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. Debei Nesiya Amru. Beitza Beshishim Asura Beshishim Achas Muteres. An egg is Batel, not Beshishim, but in one more. Beshishim Ba'achas. Amar Rabbi Zeirul Rav Shimon bar Abba. Re'esh Atamato Bagvul Heter. Right? He's, be careful, he says, Rishon Bar Abba, that you're putting a gvul heter, meaning you didn't really explain yourself. Do you mean 61 including the egg or 61 not including the egg? You're not clear. So you might think that lechumra, but people might understand you, lekula. So you have to be clear. Shari shnei gedoli adar lo pirshu as adavar. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmeni. Shravayo mishbeid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amri. Beitza b'shishim asura, b'shishim v'achas muteres. V'i boilu. And there was a question. B'shishim v'achas bahade dida. Does it mean 61 including the egg? Odilma. I'm sorry, doesn't mean 61 including, right? Odilma, dilma, labarmina. 61 plus the egg. V'lo pashit. Umar mifshat lev mifshat. And you're, you know, saying it in a davar pashut as if everybody knows, right? You have to be clear. Mifsha pishut, Rashi, she'incha matil shum safik badavar. Lomar, veini yodem, hu mina inyan, shal sama chalaf alo. So the Gemara ends off, itmar amar bichaba amar avuna, beitza v'shim v'hi asura. An egg with 60 and it is asur, meaning 61 altogether is asur, v'shishim v'achas v'hi muteris. 61 is muter. Oh! So an egg is more machmir than everything else. Right? Everything else is shishim, and an egg is shishim ve'echad. Shishim ve'echad and it. Why is an egg more lechumra? Why is an egg more lechumra? So if you look in the Rashba here quotes a couple of opinions. About a couple of opinions. First, the Rashba quotes from one day of Yesh Betartzim, Shebebnei chashivusa shel beitza hechmiru ba lehose ve'achas kishiura. It's more chashuv. More chashuv. Says the Rashba, Veinu Mechuver Klal. Why is an egg more chashuv? Kilo banu kan levatel as a beitza ba'atzma ela pleitasa. We're not trying to be mevatel. You might say the egg is chashuv, but we're not trying to be mevatel the egg, just the taste of the egg. The kulish meitzin b'achi kamayru be'beitza zefroach. Right? So I don't understand. So number one. So he says v'harambam zal, and he quotes from the Rambam, the Rambam Machal Sasuros, Perak Tezvav, v'bnei shehi birya b'fnei atzma asu b'heker v'hosifu b'shiura. Klomer sheish b'efroach shehi birya shleima. Right? It's a birya inside of it, right? The eggs that are asur has a hefroach inside. That's the Rambam, in Perak Tezvav, Halacha Yutes. Good. The Rashba himself quotes from, he doesn't like that shot of the Rambam either, so he quotes from his Rebbe, the Ramban, that, Yesh Lomar, Delafish Yesh Bebeitzim Gdolim Viktanim, Vahabal Avatal Beitza, Eno Mashkiach Aleha Liros Imzu, Vikulan Shavos Mamish. Eggs are all different sizes. If we just say shishim, So then it might not be Shishim, because maybe the Usher one's going to be a little bigger than some of the other ones. So the rabbi said, you know what? Just add on an extra egg. Then for sure you're okay. The eggs aren't so different that the Usher one's going to be huge and the other ones are going to be tiny. That you'll see. So that's why one is added on, just as a practical measure that you might not know. Reminds us of the tzlach in Psachim about the size of eggs. Right? Remember that tzlach, the tzlach is the one that says all shiurim have to be bigger b'zman hazeh. Why? Because he does all the math about how many eggs this equals to, and he says, either our fingers change size or eggs change size. And I'd rather not say that our fingers change size. I'd rather say eggs have gotten smaller, not our fingers have gotten bigger. And therefore, again, that tzlach is about the size of eggs, the days of old and the days of today. That's the tzlach, and you want to look it up. Kuf Yud Tes. Kuf Yud Tes Psachim. Nishtana bizmanenu, osha godolim nisgadlu, vema godolim yoser, osha basin niskatanu. And I'd rather not say that the size of the fingers got bigger, so I'm just going to say that the eggs have gotten smaller. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Huda asa lakame Rabbi Gamliel bar Revi. Amarle Abba, Loshir barbom v'sheva, vani ashar barbom v'chamesh. Right, this is at a time before they made the rule of 60. So somebody came in front of Rabbi Gamliel bar Revi, and he said, he asked him about, could you be mevatel in 45? He says, my father didn't even be mevatel in 47. You want 45? Hodas lakam b'der shim ba'revi. Amalei abo lo shir b'mem hev. Ani ashar b'mem gimel. Hodas lakam b'der b'chia. Amalei klum ye shloshim. Are there even 30? Taima d'leka shloshim. Yika shloshim esharin. What is he saying? You can be mevatel with 30? He says, there aren't even 30 here. No. Amar b'chanina guzma. No, he's not saying that really you would use 30. He's just saying there isn't even 30 here. There isn't even 30 here. We had guzma, if you remember, at the beginning of the parak. Sadi Amebeis. Remember the Gemara said that Dibra Torah Lashon Havai, Nevi'im Lashon Havai. I spoke about Guzma there, about the size of the Tapuach and the Eshkol, the Geffen. Good. Arichia Bar Abba Amir Shur Ben Levi Mishur Bar Kapar. Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah B'Shishim. All Yisrael B'Tara go by Shishim. And Rashi says right here, here's the famous Rashi, famous within Meseches Chulin. Even if it doesn't have Tam, you need Shishim. That's Rashi Shita here. Even if you gave it to a kvela, and the kvela says it doesn't taste like it, still need shishim. That's Shitas Rashi. Tosfos, we'll see. Tosfos argues right here. Little Tosfos. Pierce Bekonjus, daf kilo you have time about shishim. Ve'ei nere. No. Tosfos, we're going to get back to that. Tosfos says, no. The whole point of shishim is to be mevatel tam. If you know there's no tam without shishim, so then there's no iser. Right? Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, and other Rishonim. Most other Rishonim hold like Tosfos, but we will see. I'm on the phone of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Rabbi Ato Omer Kain, Pachi Amar Ravasi, Amar Shimon Levi, Mishur Bar Kapora, Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah B'meya. Right? Bar Kapora says you need 100, not 60. V'shneim Olam Du'a Elam Yisrael B'Sheila, and they both learned it out 60 or 100 from the cooked forearm of the carbon of the Nazir that has to be cooked, and then you throw the hair under the Zerah B'Sheila. So, Dichsif, Alaka Chagwen is Zerah B'Sheila, V'gomer, Tanya, B'Sheila, Ein B'Sheila El Shlema. B'Sheila means whole. Whole. Number one. How do you know B'Sheila means whole? B'Sheila means cooked. Rashi, Lonis Parish Be'ez Alashin. Not sure how B'Sheila means whole. If you look in the Ritva here says, because the impression that you get says the Ritva, v'hanachon be'enai, d'mipshutei d'kra darishla. The pashas of the pasuk. T'kivan t'amar kra, v'lakach ha-koin es hazroa b'sheila. Since it says the coin takes the zroa b'sheila, mashma kamosha isa hazroa b'tchilasa, kisha isa chai. Sounds like you take the zroa b'sheila, sounds like it's exactly a zroa, right, at what it was. So a cooked zroa, but it hasn't changed. And therefore, it must be that it's still cooked with the rest of the animal. B'sheila means it has to have been cooked with the ayil, with the ram. Everybody seems to agree that you cook it with the ayil. Right, Rashi says, Ein mikra yotze midei pshuto. Right, and it's mashma. The pasha of the pasuk is that you cook it with the rest of the animal, the only machlokas is mar savar machatech lo v'hadam v'ashala. One opinion, the Tanakhama says you cut it off and then you cook it together. Well, mar savar mavashala v'hadam machatech lo. And others, the other opinion says no, you cook it first and then you cut it. Or Vibayasema to Kuleyama Machatek Lavadimavashala, or everybody says that you cut it. Miyu Marsavar Bahadi Ayam Avashala. One says you mamish cook it with the ayam marsavar, because you cook it in a different pot. So either way, says the Gemara, Lolishna Kama, Liba the Divri Akol, according to Lishna Kama, according to everybody, because everybody says put it in the same pot. Lolishna Basra, Liba the Rabbi Shimon Bayachoi, and according to the Lishna Basra, according to Rashbi, who says you cook it in the same pot. So what's the diuk from all of these? So what are you doing? The zra b'sheila, you're cooking with the rest of the aisle. So man de amar b'shishim savar, the one who says shishim, what we hold, holds basar v'atzamos, padi basar v'atzamos. You measure the meat and the bones in the zra b'sheila to the ratio of the meat and the bones in the rest of the aisle. And that, Chazal assumed, was shishim. Misharina v'avilei b'shishim, that's shishim, and it is, and the Torah matters it. The Torah matters it. We want the Amar ben Meya, the one who says Meya suffer baser badi baser misharini. You just measure the meat, the flesh to the flesh. Vahavi le ben Meya, and that is 100 because the bones don't need to be measured because there's no plitas tam. Rashi says from the bones, and when you measure the baser of the zroah, it's just the bus to the baser of the eye. Good, says the Gemara. Umi yalfinan. Mina, oh, even before we do the next line, Tosus here notes, Tosus in Man de Amar, Lav Drasha Gemurahi. Right? It's not exactly the limud from here. This is not the mamish, the source of Shishim. Why? Says Tosus, De Le'inyan Min B'Sheino Mino. Because this is meat and meat, this is Min B'Mino. Where does Shishim, ultimately, the real case of Shishim apply? Min B'Sheino Mino. That's what we started off. Min B'Mino might meet Shishim, right? But the Barov Daraisa. But the B'shishim is the Rabbanon. So the real case of Shishim is Min B'Sheino Mino. And this is the case of Min B'Mino. So Tosas points out that it's not a real full drasha. The Tam Keker Daraisa, Dacha Min B'Mino Hu, Dimi Daraisa B'Tila Baruba, Ela B'Shishim, Umeya, Kabbalah, Haisa, B'Yadam, V'Asmechua, Ahaikra. Tosas says it's an Asmachta. Really, we have a Misora of Shishim and Meya. These opinions have a Misora, and they would just so mechit masmid onto a pasuk. Rashi sounds like it's a drasha gemura. The Ramban says here, well, maybe the drasha is telling us that you never need more than shishim and meya. Maybe we would have known shishim and meya by min b'sheino mino, and this pasuk is teaching me that at least you don't need more than that. Maybe that's how you understand it as a real drasha. The language of the Ramban. Aval hecha de sharina le b'shishim lo tzrichin la ahadure. I'm sorry, wrong one. El mikan yish lomod she'ein la hachmer alein yoser mikan. Aval yef shalomod mikan she'it tzarach shishim. The doma hasam lavatel esod chachila. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, soon. Says the Gemara. Umi alfina mina. So do we extend this? V'yatanya zehu heter haba michlal iser. But we have a line that says this is. Right, this is a heter that's ba mechal iser that your matir, the Torah is matir. Zeo lemutei mai. What does zeo exclude? Lav lemutei kol iser shabbat Torah. Isn't that saying that this case of nazir is different and only here it's mutter and not other cases? So you can't learn this outside of this context. So the Gemara answers two answers. Number one for today. Number two for tomorrow. Number one for today. Amar Abaya. Be'ezras Hashem. Amar Abaya lo nisrcha elo Rabbi Yehuda. No, that exclusion that only this is mutter but not elsewhere. That's to exclude Rabbi Yehuda. Dara min b'mino lo batel. Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino is not batel. Kamashmal and dehachad batel. Here, by Zerua b'sheila, min b'mino is batel. Even though otherwise, Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino is not batel. V'ligmar mine. So why don't we learn from there? Why don't we learn min b'mino so gali rachmana, no. Because the Torah says, v'lachach b'dam apar midam asair, shravaya b'hadi adadinenu v'lo batli. Right, why don't you learn from here, min b'mino is batel? Because Rabbi Yehuda says it's a special din by Yom Kippur. It says you take from the blood of the cow and the goat, and the blood of the cow is much larger than the blood of the goat, but the Torah still calls it the blood of the cow and the blood of the goat. Mashma, min b'mino is not batel. That is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. U'maychaz is degamri meheich ligmer mehai. So why does Rabbi Yehuda extend the Yom Kippur case and does not extend our case of the Nazir? Chidishu u'michidish lo gamrinan. Because here it's a chiddush, and what's the chiddush? Rashi, fifth wide line, de lachadchila heter levatel ha'iser. It's a chiddush to be allowed to do this. You're doing bitul lachadchila here, Right? You're putting the Zerah B'Sheila into the rest of the aisle. So you're right, you have enough to be Mevatalit, but that's a Chiddush. It's a rule breaker. Remember, we quote often, Tosfos Yevamos Daf Zayin. Chiddush means something that's Soser Es HaKlal, something that goes against what we normally hold. So what's, right, not Chiddush that I wouldn't have known it without the Torah, because that's half the Torah. Davar HaSoser Es HaKlal. So here, what's the Davar HaSoser Es HaKlal? Rashi says, you can be Mevatalit El Chachila. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not going to extend this case, because it is a Chiddush. Ihachi Lameya V'Shishim Nami Lo Ligmar. Right, so why do you, you shouldn't be able to learn anything from it, by Mimish Eino Mino, let's say. So where do you ever get Shishim and Meah from, according to that? Otu Anan, Lakula, Gamrina, Lachumra, Gamrinan. To Midaraisa, Baruba, Batal. Remember, the whole thing is a Chumra. Midaraisa, Bitul Baruv. So we're adding that it is, Shishim and Meah, and that is why it is a Chumra. Rashi, Delotema, Lifta, Baruba, Vachumra, Shaper, Gamrina, Meneh. To Kol Shekein, who? Right, in that case. Right, there's a question about whether the last two lines are talking about Mimimino, Mimishaino, Mino. I mentioned, but we don't have time to fully go into that. But I wanted to end off with one very important discussion. And that is, Tosfos here discusses, V'yim Tomar, to Maskalav. Lemute, isn't to exclude other Yisurim Torah. My kushya, Dil Mahaino Dafka Le'inyin Shem V'Adonis L'Chadchila. V'Achashari. Right, isn't this to exclude, right, all other Yisurim? What was the Gemara's original question? Right, how could you, how do you learn from here? It says Zehu. So, what do you mean? Tosa says, maybe the only exclusion is for this halacha, V'in Mevatlin, but the law is a bittul, you would learn from it. So Gemara Tosfos answers, V'yish Lomar, Deloshen Zehu Heter, Abba Mechal Isser, Mashma Michlal, Davar Ha'asr La'achila. It's Mashma that it's only, not only something about L'chadchila, but it's Mashma about eating it. About eating it. Fine. But this line of Zehu Lim Ute, this is what the Ravid uses. Right, we've just mentioned, there is an Isser of, to be Mevatel and Isser L'chadchila. Ein Mevatel and Isser L'chadchila. Asha's topic comes up here, comes up in Beitza. Rov Rishonim assume, the Rashba here, it's an Issa Durabanan. It's an Issa Durabanan to be Mevatel Issa L'Chadchila. The Ravid and the Isser Mashahu, the Isser Mashahu is printed at the end of the Torah Sabayis, separate kuntras of the Ravid. The Ravid says, no, Ein Mevatel Issa L'Chadchila is an Issa Daraisa. What's my proof? Chulin Tzadiches. Because the Torah says, this is the Chiddush and you don't learn from here to other cases. Here you're allowed to be Mevatel Issa L'Chadchila, but nowhere else. Private, it's the Torah talking. The Torah goes out of its way to quote a pasuk to say that you're not allowed to be mevatel. You're allowed to be mevatel l'chadchila here. Mashma that everywhere else is asa daraisa to be mevatel l'chadchila. This is the proof of the Ravid that you're allowed to be mevatel l'chadchila. V'hadar min hacha d'man d'vatel osar. He says once it's nisariv a little bit for you to add on more. Okay, maybe that's the rabbanan. Aval manda ma'ariv betchila iser l'toch heter afilu mashahu kedei latiro over al divrei Torah miman da'amrinan b'meseches chulam gari zora b'sheila. So it quotes Chiddush l'amatzina b'chala Torah shem aval nisr l'chadchila v'acham vatlin alma iser Torah hu l'vatel iser l'chadchila. That is the Ravid brings a raya from here. Again, the other Rishonim work out how it's not a raya. You can read the Gemara differently. Again, this is a huge topic about Mevatel Issa L'Chadchila. The Ran and Avodah Zarah asked the fascinating question, how do we ever kasher anything? Isn't that being Mevatel Issa L'Chadchila? You have a piece, you have treif taste inside of your pot, and you're gonna, right, in my fork is treif, there's an Isser taste, I'm gonna do Agala, I'm gonna be Mevatel Issa L'Chadchila. So the Ran says, obviously that's mutter. Why is that mutter? The Ran says, if your kavana is not to get hana'a from the avera, but your kavana is just to remove the avera, then that's not the problem. Again, if you say it's in Issa D'Rabbanan, then you have a lot of more wiggle room. According to the Ravid, it's going to be a harder question to answer. I mean, again, it's going to be mutter also, but according to the Ravid, it's going to be somewhat of a harder question to answer. The Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzer gives a Kabbalistic approach to Ein Mevatel and Issa L'Chadchila. He says, every item in the world, in Os Klal Tzadi Aleph, every item in the world has Nitzotzos HaKadusha, that need to be uplifted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. Even Isurim have Nitzotzos HaKadusha. And when Hashem decides that it's time for those Nitzotzos to be uplifted, He will arrange things behind the scenes that somehow it's Nisbatel Beheter, and therefore, it'll become edible halachically. But if you jump the gun, you are Mevatel Isser, it's not time yet for these Nitzotzos HaKadusha to be uplifted. Right, this is still treif, and therefore you're jumping the gun, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. He quotes that from the Mekubalim. Dinyan Hefter Vaisra Machalosu Mipasha Mutarim Hani Nukudos Akadusha Shabaham Roy Vaome Lahalos Idea Achilas Adam. The Eloha Isurim Hanikudos Akadusha Baham Asur Vaugudbun. The Ains Mantikuno Adayan. Ubigiyas Mantikuno Hashem Isparach Mesabev Sheyis Arev Behaterim Vyuvtal. The Yukshar Idea Zel Achilas Adam Vyuskan Yim Kane Elohaya Mutalavatel. Hayakom Aval and Isurim Stam. Harahi Osin Behemas Neged Inyan Isur. The whole, and he continues, Kabbalistic approach to Eim Avalin Esel Chachilo. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue tomorrow with Tam Ke'iker. Tam Ke'iker starts on the bottom right here, Beth Hashem, as we will start tomorrow.